Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, good morning to you. On a beautiful Tuesday morning throughout the Delaware Valley, Eagles with a game in 2 days. Phils with another game tonight, and then an afternoon game tomorrow. And in between those two contests will be me and Fritz at FDR Park. Hope you can make it. We really are sorry for the short notice. Obviously, scheduling was a little difficult, to say the least. But we have it locked in for 11:30 tomorrow. 11:30 tomorrow, FDR Park. Be there if you can. If you can't, obviously, we'll keep you updated on WIP. Me and Fritz around 3. What'll happen? 215-592-9494. So as we get ready for the Eagles on Thursday, you know, I'll give you one area that I think is weak, just to put it bluntly, weak with the Eagles that was weak last year. Didn't matter because the main two guys never got hurt. Maybe they missed a game, but they didn't get hurt in any serious way. AJ and obviously Devontae were phenomenal. But when you consider the wide receivers after those two, because at some point these guys are going to miss a stretch. I mean, at some point guys are going to get hurt. So wide receiver three is obviously Jahan Dotson. We saw him all year. I still don't know if he's any good. He did play well late in the season, but I don't know if he's good.
Okay, I'm glad. He will be good when
I'm glad you think so.
The opportunity. Okay. I'm excited for him to have a chance.
I'm glad you think so. Now, behind him, and it's really about the same as last year, but this is the weakest 4-5-6 I can ever remember the Eagles having at wide receiver. I mean it, ever. Like, ever. Johnny Wilson, Anaya Smith, they were both here last year. Some guy named Terrace Marshall, Elijah Cooks. Like, who are these guys? Now, I remember Anaya Smith last year did a nice job in the preseason. You know, we saw him a little bit in games. But, I mean, who the heck knows, right? I mean, who knows? So, hopefully AJ and Devontae stay healthy, but I would say
I think we need to potentially keep our eyes peeled in the front office for ads at this spot.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
I think it's likely you're going to see a name that you recognize, being added.
John, I'll give you, like, Greg Lewis, when he was the Eagles, like, fourth receiver, he was a good fourth receiver.
He was.
You know, one year, you know, Freddie Mitchell had a nice surge as a third at one point in his career. Antonio Friedman was a good three at one point. You had, hands guy.
Jason Avant.
Hands guy. You know, he was a great.
He did have great hands.
He had great hands.
Great hands.
He had great hands.
Jahan Dotson will be very good. I believe that. But Johnny Wilson has sort of let everything down.
I felt he misplayed the ball a lot last year. Last year, like, he didn't get many chances, but when he would get some, I always felt like the ball was just bouncing away. Something just always didn't go right.
Like his size, he doesn't use it.
He hasn't made the most opportunities.
He has not.
As Elliot was saying, Elijah Cooks is getting a chance, but it doesn't feel like after Jahan Dotson, anything is set in stone.
At all. And by the way, let's
someone
remember,
from the outside could just as easily make this team as these guys who are here practicing right now.
And special teams a lot of times determines who your fourth, not so much maybe your fourth, but a lot of times your fifth wide receiver. So, you know, with the naked eye, we can't see that. I mean, that's what they see on the film when they review, you know, punt coverage and kick coverage and all that stuff. But, that is a spot that to me feels weak and wide open. All right. our caller Cornelius, about a half an hour ago, we went to him. Let's see if he has awakened. Cornelius, good morning, sir.
Hey, Corny.
Wow.
Corn.
Oh, Mr. Cornelius.
Cornelius.
I mean, this is legit. The man
wow.
is just flat.
It seems
sleeping.
Like he's sort of replying with a little bit of a grunt. Cornelius. See that?
Yeah.
See that?
He's a.
Maybe he'll do it again. I think he's done it a couple times now. Cornelius. Oh.
No.
No.
All right, Cornelius, we're going to put you back on hold. We'll try two or three more times.
I hope he didn't have to be in at like the job site like at 9.
We might have to transfer him over to Giulio and Hugh at 10, and they can see if he... Because he could just pop up and not realize we've gone to him twice now, and he's been that guy. All right, let's go to Ken and Cinnamons. And Ken, good morning.
Good morning, French. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
Ken, I know you can get. Ken, I know you can get this because you're a man of history. The most famous Cornelius in American history is who? He was a titan of industry.
I'm drawing a blank.
Cornelius, come on, Malvern Prep.
Not Cornelius,
come on, Stanford.
The dentist from
No, real history, not.
Is it the Vanderbilt?
On, correct. Cornelius Vanderbilt, railroad guy.
Mm. See, I think,
if you
I
get
think
in on railroads early, yeah, you make a lot of money. All right, what's going on, Ken?
I think it's Cornelius in Planet of the Apes. So, before I get to Kyle Schwarber, just really quick on this Jahan Dotson thing, Joe. If Tampa is a harbinger, you know, you're probably looking at where they're going to throw to the backs more. You're probably looking at Jahan Dotson being like the fourth option in the passing game. They'll probably literally never run a play where Jahan Dotson or whoever is that.
Well, they'll never run a play for him. I think he's fifth.
Yeah.
Ken, I think he's behind Saquon and Goddard. I think he's your fifth option. And that's something that Jalen just doesn't get to too often.
And no quarterback does. So
to five often, but Jalen, I think, particularly does not.
If that's our problem, then we should probably start to map out the date for the parade.
I hear you. But you know what? Where it does come into focus, I mean, at some point, AJ and Devontae are going to miss games. They've been very lucky for 3 years now and 4 years of Devontae's career that it's really never been an issue. But we all know it's at some point, you're going to have an injury there, likely. And it would be interesting to see. Because, look, I thought Jalen was in a tough spot in 21 when it was Rager and, like, nobody before AJ got here. And he was really in a brutal spot in 2020, if you remember, those final four games before either player was here. I mean, that was like Rager.
Was that when they just ran all the time?
Well, he ran a lot. But who was 2020? Rager? That guy? Who was that guy?
Travis Fulgham.
Fulgham.
He wasn't with Rager or with Hurts. He was with Wentz, really, because that stretch.
He fell off
earlier.
By the time Hurts got in there.
He had like six games.
That was like
six
October. And then the guy disappeared. Anyway, whoever the receivers were stunk back then, as we know.
Well, before I get to Schwarber, fun fact, Jalen Rager scored the first touchdown of the Nick Sirianni era in Detroit. So I was just throwing that out there.
Wow.
The whole DH can't win the MVP, well, that was obviously erased last year when Ohtani won the MVP. And he did something historical in doing so. But if Kyle Schwarber leads the league in home runs and RBIs, which he is right now, it would be, you know, like the fourth time in the history of a game that's been played since the Civil War that guy didn't win the MVP in his league. And the thing about Schwarber is there is one other guy in the entire roster who has an OPS above 750. There's one guy on the entire roster who has an OPS above 800. That's Bryce Harper.
Of course. Yeah.
So Kyle Schwarber is doing this with a legitimately weak supporting cast around him. So when you're the only guy in the lineup that the other team has to worry about doing to you what he did to the Orioles last night, and you still do it on a nightly basis, that is the essence of the most valuable player in.
Yeah, and look, he's been amazing, man. But don't shortchange Ohtani. I mean, that guy is incredible as well.
oh, he's a great player. It's not shortchanging a guy to say somebody else had a better year and was more valuable to his team, you know, especially when he's working on a bust in Cooperstown.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
But I just, to me, I don't know how Kyle Schwarber.
Ken, you coming out to tennis tomorrow, 11:30 at FDR Park?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I really care that much, to be honest with you.
Sure. Some feel that way.
Probably not. I don't have any more spots right now for James.
All love. All right, Ken, give me an answer. Who's a rascal?
Woody Woodpecker. He was an instigator.
He is a rascal.
That's a good one.
That's a really good answer as well.
I haven't thought about Woody for quite a while.
Long time. Ben, the Orioles in town, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the Orioles get set to face the Phillies tonight,
mm-hmm.
their starting pitcher, is he more concerned with Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper? Put it another way, is this the first time since Bryce Harper's been here that there's a different player in the lineup that the opposing pitcher and manager is more concerned about than Harper?
I would say that's accurate.
First time, right?
I would say that's accurate. What he's doing right now is, I mean, it's monumental. But, again, this is the perfect trickle-down effect. Harper started to get, once he came back from this wrist injury, he was hot as a fire. I mean, it took like three or four games, and then he got hot as blazes. But, so, we can't pitch to Harper, so now we got to pitch to Schwarber, and he's getting more pitches hit. That's what I'm saying. This is like the perfect storm to have both these guys going.
Ben, I'm
so hot right now because they're both getting pitches to hit.
I'm extremely encouraged with Bryce Harper right now. First off, when he hit that homer last night, and you hear that it's, I think, his 16th of the season, and I feel like he's barely played. 17. Like, he's going to get to 25, and this isn't a horrendously down year.
And when he's
not a horrendous year, but a down year.
It was pretty much the same home run he hit the other night. When he goes out to left center, he's right. Everything's right with the world when he goes out to left center and straightaway left field. When he's doing that, good things happen, and that's what he's doing right now.
Look, the two times the Phillies won the World Series, you know, 3-4, you had Schmitty in the bull in 80, and you had Chase and Ryan in 08. I mean, when you can go back-to-back right there, 3-4, and certainly the Dodgers last year had a murderer's row. That's part of how they won. You know, this is where it's going to be so big come October that Trey Turner get on base.
Yes.
Get the hell
on
base, man.
He's really scuffling right now.
But he is, James, he is their third best hitter.
Oh, without a doubt. Still, even with the scuffling, the numbers-wise, to get Ken's point, he's slightly above 750. I think he's a 751 OPS. He has been their third best hitter. The weirdest thing about Trey, and it's still going on, he has not homered at Citizens Bank Park this year.
No.
How strange is that?
He's got what,
11 or 12
on
homers.
Yeah.
Zero at Citizens
Bank. And he's been
Bank
healthy
Park.
The whole year,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's played all year. It's played so strange.
Yeah. $300 million, right? I just want to check. $300
yep.
million?
Stop.
By the way, you know what? I got to bring this up now that we're speaking of money. Let me find this on my phone because I sent a text to a buddy yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw, De'Aaron Fox got like $240 million or something. So, you know, and he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, this Spurs player used to play for the Kings.
Oh, NBA.
Yeah, NBA.
I love Ben. Oh.
So I see the news yesterday from Shams that De'Aaron, and again, he's a very good player. He's a very good player.
Not a $200 million player.
Yeah, so he gets $229 million. So here's, you know, four-year deal. So here's the text I send to my buddies. I say, the retired guys must be sick about the money nowadays. They'll never make the pension what it should be, meaning, you know, what the guys from 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years ago deserve, because these guys paved the way for De'Aaron Fox to get a $200 million deal. I go on to say, I'm not saying the dudes back then didn't make coin, but 200 plus million for De'Aaron Fox? You got to be kidding me. I mean, it's, you know, like, who would be a guy from yesteryear? Like, I mean, like, even Barkley. Like, I mean, I don't know what he made, but it was... Like, his whole career, he didn't make $229 million.
Career, probably, what, 40?
maybe about
how dominant and great he was. And Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't come close to that.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
Well, think about,
Bird make in his career, his playing career, Larry Bird?
I would guess, because he was a little bit before Barkley, I would guess total, and maybe James could look this up, I would guess total all the years combined, maybe got to 25 million.
Oh, my
million.
God.
Wow, you what
are,
a great
you
call,
You are
Joe.
Almost on
Unbelievable.
The
what is it, Ray?
24.07.
Yeah.
Wow.
Larry Bird made $24 million.
In the whole career?
That's funny.
Now, look, I mean, inflation, the whole deal, times change.
He was the first player, though, in the NBA to make over $5 million.
Well, and he's also what they created Bird's rights for.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, re-signing your own guy and that whole thing. But,
can you imagine, like, Mike Schmidt? That guy would make $50 million a year right now. He would make $50 million a year.
You think?
I know.
How about Michael Jordan in an uncapped sport?
Oh, my God.
If you uncapped the NBA and said Jordan's a free agent, he'd make $200 million a year. Because you know... Again, I've said this before. Michael Jordan is the only player I ever saw in sports where I honestly felt he was better than the other team combined, meaning I would not trade him for the other team. Yeah. Now, if you say, well, you throw in 37 first-round draft picks, okay. But, like, you know what I'm saying.
You mean a guy that played every game and played offense and defense?
Ben, let me
no
tell you something.
Way.
Let me tell you something.
What a novel idea.
You may not know this, Ben. This is incredible. When Jordan came back and, you know, had the half a season in 95 and then, you know, full seasons 96, 97, 98, and he was mid-30s, 96, 97, 98, played 82 games all 3 years.
That's what he
did.
That's
amazing.
Like, that's what he did.
And how many times was he Defensive Player of the Year?
A couple. And he was first team all defense a bunch.
Oh my God.
And then player of the year defensively maybe once or twice.
That's amazing.
He was consistent all defensive team. All right. Let's try Cornelius again. Let's see if he's awake. Cornelius, good morning.
I'm here.
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
Did you have something on the schedule you needed to do this morning, Cornelius?
No, actually, I live in Wisconsin here, moved from PA, and actually I fell asleep. My wife goes to work at 4:30 in the morning. I get up and make her coffee and stuff like that, and I just dozed off. I apologize.
No worries. But here's my main question. How do you know that we had tried to go to you earlier? Did our last attempt stir you to wake up and then you heard us? What happened?
Actually, yeah, it did. It did. And I was like, oh, crap. That's right. I remember everybody else doing it. And I was like, well, how could you fall asleep? I did. So,
Cornelius, you may have inadvertently won Drop of the Week on a Tuesday. I just want you to know.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Well, anyway, let me get to what's up. All right. First of all, no. Fitzy, no. I'm with you, baby. You got this. Put your head down, put your nose to the grindstone, and go. All right? Also, my choose for the character you're asking for is Captain Jack Sparrow.
He is a rascal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Very rascally.
A true rascal. And the last thing that I want to put out there is this. Living here in Wisconsin in the area that I live in, just outside of Oshkosh, I go to Green Bay every week for doctor's appointments. Green Bay is the most boringest town in the whole wide world. There's nothing going on. I went there. I stayed there overnight coming back from Michigan. And I thought,
is it Green Bay or is it called like Appleton or Oshawabanah?
No, Green Bay. Green Bay is more north than come closer to where I'm at in Oshkosh. It's Appleton, and then you come to Oshkosh, and then I'm outside of Oshkosh in Roseland. It's in another county. But yeah, dude, you can't even order food here. You can't
Why?
Order. There's no restaurant in my town. There's only 600 people. There's only two gas stations. It's horrible.
Oh,
and the food.
No.
The food, other than the cheese curds, and the beef, and the hot dogs, everything else is horrible.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
These people don't have no flavor whatsoever.
Wow.
And they know they don't, and they're proud of it. So
well, I will say this. You know what they did week one of 07? Green Bay, they caught their punts. You know what the Eagles didn't do week one of 07? Catch the punt. I'm just saying, we can rip them all we want, but yeah, I'm still cheesed about that game, and I mean that.
Was that when we decided not to have a punt returner? Who was it?
It was Andy.
It was Andy.
It was the first two freaking weeks of the season and no punt returner.
It was a disgrace.
It was horrendous.
For as great a coach he is, he made some big blunders.
That wide receiver thing, not running it enough, and Juan Castillo are just all time. Because he put his stock in freaking Jeremy Bloom, a freaking skier. There was no punt returner. All right, Cornelius, the rascal answer was very good that you gave us there. Captain Jack Sparrow, stay well, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Can you imagine living in a town with no restaurant that you can order from?
Well,
not even a strip club,
no.
Joe.
Not really.
Strip club pasta.
Let me tell you something, Ray.
Pasta and crab.
Let me tell you something. There's always a strip club.
This is true. No matter where you are. This
right.
is true.
215-592-9494. All right, time's yours.
Recession-proof business.
You say that like it really is a fact.
I'm really
He's assuming.
Just this is the old me.
There's one in Wisconsin.
So wait, how
people,
different is the new you?
I'm just saying, as Rhea said, recession-proof. I mean, this thing goes back to Roman times. Come on now.
I had no
Roman
idea.
Roman times.
Tossing them coins.
There were gentlemen's clubs
Dude,
back then?
I've been to Rome where they got some stuff on the walls, like the carvings and stuff, whatever you call that. Like, they got some risky.
Yeah, they were naked.
They got some risky stuff,
carvings,
man.
But
they,
everyone was naked all the time.
Well, that too.
That's why.
Guys, get up there fast. These girls aren't going to last. Put your hands together for
it. It's not a strip club. It's just, it's Roman society, man. What are you thinking?
Fair enough, John.
You're confused.
Fair enough. All right, time's yours and a lot more calls ahead as we broadcast from Champ Camp. It's all driven by Forest River RV by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Back with a lot more next on 94WIP.
If you spent the time building the right roster and earning the fans, then you need the best technology to back it all up. Get rid of those flimsy tablets and slow computers and step up to the game changer and point of sale solutions for restaurants and bars, PDQ POS. Imagine a seamless and lightning fast checkout experience for your customers that saves you money by cutting out those costly fees. Their state-of-the-art technology ensures that transactions are swift, secure, and hassle-free. But that's not all. PDQ Signature Systems is not just a POS system. It's a complete business management solution. Keep track of your inventory, easily manage your staff, and use real-time analytics to optimize your sales. Their user-friendly interface makes it simple for anyone to navigate. Join the thousands of companies that have already made the switch and upgrade to PDQ Signature Systems. Whether you have one restaurant or hundreds, PDQ will customize a POS solution for your specific needs. Upgrade to the professional point of sale. Visit PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Well, it's not every day you get six home runs in a game by the Phils. Matter of fact, Ben, I think I could probably confidently say it's not every year you get six home runs in a game by the Phils, right?
No. It was a launching pad last night.
I mean, they might do that, what, every 3 years? 2 years?
Six is a lot, man.
It's a lot of home runs.
That's a lot of homers.
Yep.
Well, one thing I was told years ago, and when I got into this radio business, if the home team hits six home runs in a game, play that audio a lot. Let's play it again. Got to hear it.
And a swing and a drive. This is well hit towards the angled wall. Going back, Carlson looking up, and it's gone. And it's a home run for Harper over the State Farm sign to the left of dead center. Blasted. Deep right field, and that is going to tie the ball game way up into the second deck as Kyle Schwarber hits his 39th home run of the season. And man, did he ever. And it swung on, crushed, and that is the first hit for Harrison Bader. It's a three-run home run straightaway left field. Swung on, belted, high and deep, and it's another grand slam for Kyle Schwarber. And what a way to hit number 40 on the season. 11-3 Phillies. Schwarber with his second of the night. Back looking up, and that's gone. Back of the bullpen for Edmundo Sosa, his third hit of the night. Crushed. Deep left field. Westberg's out of room. Back to back. Sosa and Wilson tacking on in the bottom of the eighth, and it's 13-3.
It's funny, you hear Scott Fransky's voice come down on the last two, because it was just no, not ripping Scott at all. Like, the game was so over.
Yeah,
like there was.
I'm literally texting him right now.
Oh, are you?
Literally, I said I'm tired of hearing your stupid voice.
What a great announcer he is.
Oh, he's the best.
Tremendous. The best. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, Ben, let's just go back quickly to the play when JT was deemed safe at first. How does the replay guy
go to bed at night?
Well, because they're normally pretty good in baseball. How did he, like, he definitely messed that one up. How?
I guess there's just not enough in the back of his mind. There wasn't enough to overcome it. If they would have called him out initially and the Phillies challenged it, then he would have still been out. I don't know how they missed that one. And listening, I was coming back from the Phillies golf tournament yesterday, listening to Larry and Scott. And Scott goes, oh, this one will be overturned. And all of a sudden he says, well, the play stands. The call stands.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how bad it was till I actually got home and watched it. I'm like, man alive, how did they miss this?
Yeah,
But it really worked out in the Phillies' favor.
That was, like, I feel like in football you see more controversial, you know, wrong calls, can't overturn it, do overturn it.
You don't know sometimes. You're like, I have no idea if that's a catch or not.
Well, sometimes the body obscures
the
ball, you know, whatever. Baseball is pretty cut and dry. I just think they flat.
It was shocking.
Yeah, blew that one yesterday. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. A Jihad Campbell question, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make a check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, John, how do people vote? Which position do you think Jihad Campbell will play more this season? Basically by snaps. Edge rusher or inside linebacker? How do people vote?
I'm going to say they assume the inside, because that's what he's doing a lot of now. 78% say inside.
So I don't think people are as up on it as you are, John, because, you know, you heard what Fangio said yesterday and all that. 57% say inside linebacker, 43% still say edge. Now, I will say this. The question is about the season, not week one. Yeah. James, week, I don't know, six. N'Kobe Dean's back. If he is. Not saying he will be, but if he is. So what happens then, James?
I still think we're going to see Jihad in the middle more than on the outside this year. But I think they're going to do both. I don't think people are wrong to assume he's going to get edge work. They're already working on it in camp. You know, Vic said he's got to work at it. But I think ultimately, though, for this season, this first season, I think it will end up being more inside.
So I think it may have to do with when N'Kobe's back and if he can start.
What did he hurt again?
Patella.
Okay.
Disaster.
Worse than the ACL.
But Ben, he
Is
was
it
out.
Really?
Oh, it's worse than ACL.
Wow.
But Ben, he was out here running last week.
With
hard,
a weighted sleigh.
Fast and
sled,
hard.
I mean,
right.
Sled.
So that was very encouraging.
I have a feeling that he might be back early. Like, I thought there was no way, but the way we saw him running was pretty amazing.
It was beyond amazing.
Guys, they do start you walking and jogging and running right after surgeries these days. It's a lot more that has to take place before you can, you know, between the time you can pull a sled with a 45-pound weight on it and you can actually go out there and play football.
Was
and
yours particularly,
and
John,
break.
Was yours particularly bad or not a great doctor that did a good surgery or...
Mine was my ACL, PCL, LCL, MCL, and both menisci.
So really, like really bad.
A lot of things.
Not and your common one.
There were things that couldn't be. There, like when you have PCL involvement, at least back then, like the posterolateral corner can be very problematic to try to fix, and it can cinch up even tighter than what it started if you try to mess with it. So there's a lot of a lot of dicey situations in there when you try to do too much. And so it was a tricky surgery, I guess. I don't know. I know that it didn't work out for me. I was also 31 years old when it was all said and done.
Well, Carson's also had the IT band, if you remember. And because, listen, Carson's obviously was worse than the average guy. I mean, he clearly was never the same mobility-wise. What was, to me, so disappointing about Carson post-surgery, because, John, we thought when he got in the league, he had the athleticism but also the brain to process. Mm-hmm. And it's like, take a guy like Mark Brunell. He lost his wheels, but was still a pretty solid starter for a while because he could get the ball out. He had a good arm, and he knew what he was looking at. It's like Carson just couldn't make that transition to point guard guy. And like, he just, his career got wrecked, which is a shame because he did enter the league with a lot of skill. But I think his brain was overrated entering the league because he should have been better at processing without mobility, but he wasn't. All right, to the phones, Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia. How's everyone doing at training camp today?
Doing well. Doing great.
What about the suburbs? What about Delaware? What about Jersey? What, they don't count, Jordan?
I mean, I live in Jersey. I'd rather be at training camp today if I had my druthers.
There you go, man.
I'm going to hit up Seltzer and ask him for a guest spot in the booth. I think enough sponsorship money and I might be able to get myself on the air, right?
Let me tell you something I know about radio. If you spend enough money with the radio station, you actually can get yourself just about anywhere. That is true.
Excellent. Excellent. Get ready for the Jordan from Princeton WIP radio hour.
Get ready to write a big check, Jordan from Princeton.
Well, you know, I have two children. Spending money is more than a habit. It's a hobby at this point. Hey, you know, Rhea, I've adopted one of your sayings as my mantra when I meditate. Tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP. Tell your smart speaker to play 94. You just go over and over again, and then all of a sudden, WIP's on everywhere in the house.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jordan, Jordan, trivia question for you. 25 years ago, and for many years, Tom Bigby had he was the program director, a tagline that he wanted the sports update anchors to say at the end of the sports update. WIP history, Jordan, what was that tagline?
I don't know, but I'm sure.
Oh, his phone just zapped.
Oh, no.
All right, James.
He's back. He's back.
Jordan, you don't know the answer. Jordan, hang on a second. James, what was that? Because Rhea's the one that would know the best. She did him. James, what was the classic WIP tagline?
I don't remember.
It was a way to try to increase ratings. Rhea, you obviously remember, right?
It's
you obviously
muscle memory.
Remember, right?
Oh, remember the time you spent listening to
WIP. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Scott, you know, until you said that, I was going, what did I used to say
remember
all those years?
Remember the time you spent listening.
I remember that now.
To 610 WIP. And James, the reason is because the old rating system was what they called diaries.
Yep.
So people would fill out.
Wow.
It wasn't electronic. They would fill out with a piece of paper and a pen or pencil what they listened to.
Yes.
And so Tom
remember. I get it.
So the tagline was, remember the time you spent listening.
Pretty good.
As like a cryptic to the people that were the diary people. Make sure you
got them mailed to my house and had to like report them to the station.
Yeah. We do have to. I've never gotten it, but if you're in radio, you got to report it. All right, Jordan, sorry, buddy. We diverted from you. So what do you got on the Phillies or Eagles?
Well, I think that if we don't sign Kyle Schwarber, then I'm going to find a new baseball team to support. Because at this point, we're just talking about money, right? I mean, we got Taiwan Walker pitching tonight. This guy has the GDP of a mid-sized African nation on our payroll, and he stinks.
Hold on, though, Jordan. I'm going to give you something. You say we're talking money. We are talking something more than just money. I'm going to keep it real here. We're talking about the viability of the 2028-2029 Phillies. Look, I love them too, but just know this. Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins were all kept too long, particularly at their salaries. So they do have to assess all of that. It's not just money. It's whether you think it'll work out in the end if they have to sign them to a 4 or 5 year deal to keep them.
He's a DH. Matt Stairs looked like a parade float, and he was still out there swinging the bat towards the end of his career.
Yeah, so, it's not that simple. It's not.
I'm going to make it simple because the simplest solution is always the best one. You have no other bat on the team. No one else has a 750 OPS. How are you not going to seriously consider keeping Schwarber on the team?
Well, you seriously consider it. I'm just saying they're in a heck of a bind if a team gives them 4 or 5 years. That's tough, man.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's a heck of a bind. It's either you invest in your star player or your team stinks for the next half decade or more. That's the bind that I'm hearing
right
now.
Jordan, give me an answer. Who's the rascal?
I just have to tell you that my grandparents own Rita's franchises. John Ritchie, if you befriend a Rita's franchisee, you got to get in the back for the ingredients before they make the water ice. The stuff that they make the ice with is even better than the ice itself. So go out there, find someone to be friends with who owns a Rita's, or maybe that's an investment opportunity for you. Who's a rascal?
Jordan.
I got eight and 11-year-old boys. They are rascals.
They are.
All the time. They are my rascals.
Jordan, right, Jordan, I'm going to tell you right now, John Ritchie will never be able to own a Rita's.
Go out of business.
He will eat all his profits. I've seen him wolf down three large ones today, and I don't think that's sustainable.
Jordan, good answer, bud. All right, Ben, what happens if the Yankees, say we're going to give Kyle Schwarber 4 years and $130 million? What happens?
He goes to the Yankees.
The Phillies don't keep him for that?
That's a lot of money.
I know.
In my opinion, I'm not telling John Middleton how to spend his money, but I think this is the biggest must sign in a long time. I think he just means way too much to this ball club and to the city and the clubhouse.
You know what freaks me out a little bit?
They've
got
to know that. They've got to realize this.
The last time JT was the last one that became a free agent. And it was like, ooh, I really hope to keep him. And
that's because they had nobody else. They had nobody else coming up.
But I'll tell you this. One thing that scares me, and you, Ben, and James, you guys would probably know the most about it, how much Schwarber's moved around in his career.
He's won everywhere he's gone.
I know he has, but I'm just saying, so it was Nationals.
He's also never done what he's done.
Well, so this guy's
Nationals,
a legitimate
Boston,
hitter.
Cubs in here.
Cubs first, right?
But one of those is like a trade deadline thing. I think for Boston, he was only there for half a year or whatever.
Why
did
the Cubs get rid of him?
Well, the Cubs won the World Series, and he was coming out. Yeah.
Like, did he leave as a free agent, or did he get traded?
I don't remember,
that's
to be
a good
honest.
Question.
But they
broke that team down, that Cubs team, remember? Everyone go. Baez and Rizzo and all that. Like, Bryant, they got rid of all of them.
I guess here's what I'm trying to drive at. It's not a negative on Schwarber. It's a positive. What I'm trying to drive at is, like, we want him to be desperate to want to stay. Like,
He might not want to stay.
He might
sure.
say, listen, I've moved around a lot, and I get in great spots. I land in the right spot. My team's good. We make the playoffs. We compete for the – like, he's done it three times now. So he may have the confidence to be able to do it again and not feel desperate to have to stay. Yeah, is a concern.
You hope he takes the hometown discount, which – you know, that would be awesome, obviously, for everybody, all parties involved. But you still got to look out for yourself and your family.
Absolutely. All right, let's
and
do
get yours.
What we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, I can't wait for tennis tomorrow. We got tennis, me and Fritz, tomorrow at 11:30 at FDR Park. Please be there if you can. Reminder, Philly's day game about an hour later, so there will be some traffic. Try to get to FDR Park before all that traffic kicks in. 11:30 tomorrow for round three, me versus Fritz. All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Joe, the reason I doubt you is because I've seen you. Have a good day.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Ouch.
Well, sir.
Don't sugarcoat it.
As far as short and sweet goes, that was short. I don't know if that was sweet, but that was short.
Joe, to answer your question as to why you're so doubted, do you have a mirror? Time's yours.
Oh, damn.
Back to back.
Not the same guy, right?
No, different guy.
Similar sentiment.
Different human, right?
Yeah.
Wonder if they're buddies. Because it's just ironic that they came.
How rude.
How rude.
Joe, everybody's doubting you because you come across as squirrely, unathletic, and dorky. Time shares.
Wow.
What in the world is going on here?
I mean, you asked for it. You said, why don't people believe in me? What were you expecting?
All
right, tomorrow I'm going to ask for someone to believe in me instead of not believe in me. All right, keep going.
Team Hammer, baby. Hey, first serve, I need you to turn to the stand, smack the ball as hard as you can right at Spike's feet, then proceed to kick Boban's ass. Time's yours.
Interesting.
That would be hilarious.
Could I waste one? It's not a bad idea. I waste one at Spike's face.
Right in Spike's face. I like it.
It'd be an upgrade for him.
All right.
And with that, Time's Yours. We shut it down.
Time's Yours line.
They're going to come after
Joe and John, a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints.
Have you listened to the last 2 months?
Well, I'm saying during the Time's Yours.
Well, during Time's Yours, no, but I've been the butt of the joke.
Joe, do
a lot.
Do you really want to hit mommy, though? I mean, that doesn't seem like the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Mommy and daddy, Spike and Ike. I'll tell you what. You know, one thing we got to, because after tennis, we got to get to the rules of the other sports. Like, we got to decide on how long the running is. And then the basketball rules are going to be a disaster. I'm just putting that out there now. I mean, we have so much to decide on basketball. Is it make it, take it, or not? Are we playing twos and ones, which obviously we should. Are we, like, how do fouls work? You can't just have unlimited fouls. Like, there's got to be some penalty for just hacking the guy constantly. Who is the referee? You know, can we get, for instance, like, who's the local guy?
Joey Crawford?
Steve Jabby.
Jabby. Oh, Jabby. Jabby's, I mean, to me, he's the biggest legend of all of them, but there's a bunch from here. Like, we got a lot to figure out. And James, should it be make it, take it, or not?
I mean, probably, right? I mean, if we're playing one-on-one.
I don't know.
It's usually make it, take it.
I don't know. Anyway.
That'll be easy.
How about you do possessions?
What does possessions mean?
I know each guy gets 10 possessions.
No. What is this? What, a home run derby? Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
No.
You alternate.
We played
not overthink it. I mean, like, yeah.
But John, is it take it back to the free throw line or the three-point line? Like, which, there's a lot of things to decide there.
Well, I mean, do we want to include three-point
shots? You have
shots?
To. I mean,
so
it's part of basketball.
It should be the three-point line that you're starting at, right? It
doesn't have to be, though.
Foul line.
I think it's foul line.
Really?
I think so. That's the standard for one-on-one. Anyway, we'll decide all that when we get closer, but we do need to make those decisions.
Is it make it, take it, though?
I don't know that either. Mm. I don't know. Seltzer, have his people talk to my people.
We got some work to do.
Yeah. Who are your people?
Me. I don't have mommy and daddy representing me.
This is true.
I represent myself. All right. Hey, I hope you had fun with our program today. Joe and Hugh, of course, are up next, as they always are. It's been fun doing six different shows from training camp.
We didn't pick a winner.
They got a game in 2 days. All right, winner for Who's a Rascal? So the one that should have been said that could have won is Eddie Haskell.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, had a couple callers on hold. They must have not
gotten come on! All right, Dennis the Menace, Roger Rabbit, Bart Simpson, all great answers, Woody Woodpecker, Captain Jack Sparrow. Dennis the Menace, Roger Rabbit, Bart Simpson.
Dennis the Menace is really good. I thought Captain Jack Sparrow
He's
was a good, really
man.
Good
man. Roger
really
Rabbit's good, too.
Yeah, Roger Rabbit.
All right, we need votes.
I'm not going to vote Roger Rabbit.
James, I need a vote.
I vote for Roger Rabbit.
Okay, Ben?
I'm going to go Woody Woodpecker.
Okay, John?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Rhea?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Two for Captain Jack. Wow. I'm going to go with Roger Rabbit. So who voted for the other one?
Ben has to break the tie.
Ben, break the tie. Roger Rabbit. Or Captain Jack.
I'm going with Captain Jack for Cornelius. My man was snoring.
Oh, was
my
that
man
Cornelius?
Was snoring
Cornelius.
On
there you go, Corn. Yeah.
Congrats. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Remember, tennis tomorrow at 11:30. Joe and Hugh, they're up next.
Jan Gorm reminding you to remember the time you spent listening.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.